The former chairman of the New York Stock Exchange says he'll fight an effort to make him return much of his pay. Richard Grasso was forced from office last year amid criticism of the $188 million that he was paid. Yesterday, New York State Attorney General Elliot Spitzer sued Grasso, a board member, and the exchange. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Spitzer's suit names Grasso along with his ally Kenneth Langone, who headed the board's compensation committee. The suit asks a judge to force Grasso to return about $100 million of the $140 million he's received to date. Spitzer noted that the New York Stock Exchange is a not-for-profit organization, and New York law regulates nonprofit salaries.
You can't pay the head of a not-for-profit that much money, close to $200 million. It's simply too much. It's not reasonable. It's not right. It violates the law.
But Spitzer said this was about more than an outsized paycheck. He said the board members who approved the package were kept in the dark about how it was calculated and about the benefits Grasso had already received. Spitzer said a top aide to Grasso who helped negotiate the package has admitted providing inaccurate and misleading information to the board. He's expected to cooperate with prosecutors. So is Mercer Human Resources Incorporated, the consulting company that helped design the package. Spitzer also suggested that some board members had willingly turned a blind eye to what was going on because of conflicts of interest. Many of the board members were executives of companies regulated by the exchange, and they couldn't afford to alienate Grasso by questioning his pay. And Spitzer suggested Grasso rewarded their loyalty. At one point, Grasso intervened in a legal dispute on behalf of board member Ken Langone at the same time that Langone was approving Grasso's salary. Duke University Law School professor James Cox says that kind of evidence could bolster the case against Grasso if it ever goes to trial.
So the allegation would be this is not just a question of a bad judgment on the part of the board, but the question of bad judgment that's been tainted by some level of self-interest on the part of those setting Grasso's compensation.
When one board member did balk at the huge pay package Grasso was getting, Spitzer said Grasso confronted him and the board member backed down. For his part, Grasso denied any wrongdoing. He said he had always acted in the best interests of the board and would be vindicated. Whatever the outcome of the case, Grasso's legal problems aren't likely to end soon. The Securities and Exchange Commission is investigating whether Grasso's pay violated any federal laws. SEC officials yesterday declined to comment about the progress of their investigation. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.